It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, and we're going to travel over to Montevideo to CCM Health, CCM Wellness Center, and visit with Courtney. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning, Paul.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great. Of course, Courtney works at CCM Wellness Center, and I drove by there the other day, Courtney, and there was a lot of cars in the parking lot.
Yes, there's a lot of busyness during this time of year for sure.
Yeah. Before we talk about our subject for today, Courtney, just why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm a fitness specialist here at the Wellness Center, and I am also a nutrition coach. I've been here for 5 years now and love getting to meet all the new members that come in the doors and work with clients and teach classes.
Okay, good. 5 years already. Wow, time goes fast, doesn't it?
It sure does.
And I can tell by visiting with you all the time, you sure love your job.
I do. I am very blessed with being able to love my job and get to interact with so many different great people throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Courtney, February is Heart Health Month. Why is this something you're talking about right now?
Yeah, great question. And that is sure a tongue or a full mouthful, isn't it? That
yep.
Heart Health Month.
Yeah, that was a tongue twister.
Yes. So I'm a nutrition coach here at the Wellness Center, and February is honestly a great time to pause and really check on our heart health. It doesn't have to be scary or complicated. Your heart affects your energy, your workouts, your mood, and really how you feel day to day. It's not just about preventing problems later, it's about feeling good now.
So when people hear heart healthy eating, what do you want them to know right away?
Great question. So heart healthy eating isn't boring. It is, and it's definitely not about cutting everything out. Sometimes we think about bland foods and things like that, but it's really about feeling your body enough with protein, filling your plate with fruits and veggies for fiber, and choosing the kinds of fats that actually support your health. It doesn't have to be extreme to work. Start with one food group where you feel most comfortable and build from there. Going at your own pace really sets you up for meeting your small goals and making lasting habits.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Fats get a bad reputation, I think. Are fats actually okay for heart health?
They do get a really bad rap,
yeah.
But yes, not all fats are bad, honestly. Heart healthy fats can actually help protect your heart. They help lower your bad cholesterol. We hear about cholesterol often. And support both brain and heart health. Things like olive oil, nuts, seeds, avocados, fatty fish, those are great options that are great fat options. Small swaps really add up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Courtney, I've changed my eating habits in the past year, and it's really paid off, you know. But it's been a struggle. So what do you see people struggle with the most when it comes to nutrition?
Yes, that's a great question too. Honestly, feeling like you have to be perfect. So many people feel like it's all or nothing. Mm-hmm. And nutrition, that's where we get stuck. Most of the time, it's really just taking small, realistic changes done consistently. Progress over perfection always wins.
Yep. I found that out. I started with small steps. It kind of made it a habit, and it kind of just builds the next small step. And pretty soon, you know, you're losing weight. You feel a lot better. Don't eat a lot of junk food anymore, and you just feel great after a while. But I'm very impatient, Courtney. So I like the things have things happen right away. You know what I mean?
Yes, I really feel like society is that way these days, that we want it, and we want it now.
Yep.
So,
but
yeah.
It takes time, doesn't it?
It does. It really does take that time to slow down and really try and get those small changes implemented, and those small changes are going to add up to big results.
You mentioned that you're a nutrition coach. So what options does CCM Wellness Center offer for people? And actually, what is a nutrition coach and what are the benefits of seeing one?
Yeah, so we currently are offering one-on-one nutrition coaching where I actually sit down with individuals and really connect with them on their goals. Sometimes it's losing weight, sometimes it's they want to build strength in the gym, and so what does that look like? Because really our food habits pair with the gym so much. Mm-hmm. And so from there, I tailorized a personalized nutrition plan to help them get started in the way that feels realistic and sustainable and really supports their life.
Mm-hmm. How do you explain it to someone who's never worked with a coach?
Yeah,
like
great
me.
Question. Yes. Nutrition coaching isn't a strict meal plan or rules you have to follow. I'm not going to say you got to do this, this, and this. It's personalized support based on your lifestyle, schedule, and goals. We're busy. There's so many people that it's like we run every second. And so how do we implement those things? And so we work with people focused on heart health, weight management, performance, or people who just clearly want clarity around food. A big part of my job is helping people feel confident instead of overwhelmed with food.
Who usually comes in to you for coaching?
It's really a mix, honestly. Mm-hmm. Some people want better heart health. Some want to lose weight. And some want to just fuel their workouts better. So for some people, food can feel really confusing and overwhelming. Again, they're just looking for guidance or a good point or a starting point. The most important thing to know is that you don't have to have it all figured out, and you aren't going to do it alone. I'm right along with you to help support you. It's very interesting how we can, you know, look at different patterns. Like we can start just jotting things down as what we're eating through the day, mm-hmm. and just that self-awareness and, oh, okay, this is really what I'm consuming and whatnot. So I feel like some of our busy day really gets in the way of being mindful of what we're consuming.
That's right, right. Well, here's something my doctor's always on me about, Courtney, says, how important is movement when it comes to heart health?
Yes, movement and nutrition really go hand in hand. Movement strengthens your heart, increases circulation, and boosts overall health. It doesn't have to be intense either. Consistency matters way more than intensity. So those steps, honestly, like if we can set a step goal and try and incorporate more steps throughout your day, you're going to see a big change.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my big issue, Courtney, you know, with my job. I sit a lot. I'm in the car a lot. I'm in the gyms a lot, you know, a lot of sitting. My doctor goes, you know, just get up, walk around the block. It doesn't have to be long, but do that a couple times a day. And, you know, that's movement. It's better than sitting, right?
Exactly. Even setting yourself like a timer and say, you know, you've been sitting for like 3 hours. Okay, now I need to get up and I need to move for 5 minutes. Five minutes is going to make a big difference.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I should try that. I got my phone with me. I can put a timer on every hour.
Yes, exactly. It will make a difference for sure.
What options does the CCM Wellness Center offer for people who want to move more?
Yeah, so we have a lot of great options here. Memberships include so much, and that's one thing that we really pride about because we offer complimentary machine orientations. We have group fitness classes. There's saunas and a wide variety of equipment throughout our facilities. So everything from machines that they basically are very beginner-friendly all the way to your free weights that if you have some knowledge and you want to just add that into your routine, it's been a lot of fun to watch the members as they've grown here. I talked to a couple that they're like, you know, we started here 2 years ago. We started walking, and as we got more comfortable, we decided to grab some weights and incorporate the machines. And now to see their progress and where they're at today, it's just so much fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I got another question for you, and this would be me. What if someone feels really nervous or out of shape walking into a fitness center or a gym for the first time? That would be
yes.
me.
And that truly is so common, Paul. It's totally okay. And, you know, another option that we do offer here at the Wellness Center is personal training. Personal training is great for people who want more of a one-on-one guidance, that they don't know what it's like to be in the gym and they haven't been in a gym before. And that's especially totally okay. We want to help you and support you. You do not have to be in shape to get started. That's literally our job, to help you get there. And so, you know, there's personal training. Again, we have those equipment orientations that Mason or myself, we can take you through each of the machines and make sure that you feel comfortable. I've even split it up and, okay, let's go through like four machines, and then next month you come back and say, I'm good with those four, show me some more. Mm-hmm. So we want you to learn and just feel comfortable with all the equipment throughout the facility.
Okay. Well, as we close out our time here, we're visiting with Courtney Lang of CCM Wellness Center in Montevideo. And Courtney, what's the bigger picture when it comes to heart health then?
Yeah, the bigger picture is it's about building routines that actually fit your life. Healthy habits shouldn't take over your life. They really should support it. You don't need to do everything at once. It's just finding that consistency and building habits off of that consistency.
Mm-hmm. So why is February a good time for people to take that first step then?
February is a great reminder to check on your heart health. It's not about changing everything overnight. Even one small step, one small habit, it really can make a difference over time.
So if someone wants to learn more or get started, what should they do, Courtney?
Yeah, we would invite them to come into the Wellness Center, and we would love to give them a tour. You can check out our website, ccmhealthmn.com. It gives you more information about the Wellness Center, or just go ahead, stop, and talk to our staff here at the front desk about all of the additional pieces that come with our memberships.
And where's the CCM Wellness Center located? Right there in Montevideo.
Yeah, right here in Montevideo, across from the new Citizens Bank here.
Or down the road from McDonald's, right?
Exactly.
All right. Hey, Courtney, what do you like about your job?
Oh, gosh, that's a great question. I love it all. I love being able to teach group fitness classes and, like you say, really getting to see all the members come in the doors, and just they're happy and they're excited to be here. We have such a great space and such a great offering here that I don't feel like anybody comes in the door negative not wanting to be here. So right. It's really a great place with great energy.
Yep. I want to encourage people listening, like you said, maybe you're nervous, never been into a gym before or a fitness center. Just try it once at CCM Wellness Center. It's an amazing, amazing place, you know, for a smaller town, really, right?
Yes, for sure. And you'll be very surprised on how many people you will know walking in the door and how comfortable you'll get within minutes of being in here.
Right. And everybody's at a different place during their journey, right? You got to start somewhere, right?
Exactly. Okay. The hard part is starting, and that's just that right through that door.
All right, so contact Courtney there at CCM Wellness Center there in Montevideo. Courtney, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for sharing with us this morning on Wellness Wednesday.
Thank you so much for your time, Paul. I really appreciate you. Yeah. Have a wonderful day.
All right, that's another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.